from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Jamaica announces plans to reform its security forces to combat rising crime. The St. Lucia government takes a swipe at the company managing the banana industry in the Windward Islands. And we have the latest on what the authorities in Montserrat are doing to provide a long-awaited new airport for the British territory. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. With general elections months away in Jamaica, crime is shaping up to be a key issue for voters. The Jamaican government has announced plans to overhaul its police and military to fight rising violent crime. Last year, there were a record 1,140 murders in Jamaica. In an address to the nation, new National Security Minister Dr. Peter Phillips blamed much of the violence and drug trafficking. He announced that the police force will take over management of its own budget and the police and military will work to fill 3,000 vacancies. I put it to the minister that he was on a hide into nothing because he has so little time to implement his plans.
This is not a battle that is going to be resolved in, you know, a month or 2 months or even a year. It's going to take a sustained commitment of national will and resources to undertake this successfully. I am prepared to give it my particular commitment. I don't think we're running against the clock in the sense that there is a party political consideration.
But in a sense,